Good evening and welcome into the Lord's house as we have the privilege to gather here this eve of Christmas Day to celebrate the truth that God chose to come into the world and be as one of us. It's been a fun evening already as our children presented a wonderful program at the 5 o'clock service, and we are delighted that each of you are here now for the candlelight service this evening. And may we begin our time of worship and celebration as we please stand for our opening hymn. It's number 149. We'll sing all stanzas of Angels from the Realms of Glory.
Angels from the realms of glory, wing your flight o'er all the earth. You who sang creation's story, now proclaim Messiah's birth. Come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King. Shepherds in the fields abiding, watching o'er your flocks by night. God with us is now residing, yonder shines the infant light. Come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King. Sages, leave your contemplations, brighter visions beam afar. Seek the great desire of nations, you have seen the natal star. Come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King. Saints before the altar bending, watching long in hope and fear. Suddenly the Lord descending, here among us shall appear. Come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King.
Our call to worship comes from the book of Zechariah as well as the Old Testament text of Isaiah. As the scriptures say, "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you." And the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Please be seated. As we're privileged to gather in the Lord's house this eve of Christmas Day, it is our privilege to also celebrate the lighting of the Advent candles. And throughout the Advent season, we have seen the light of the Advent wreath increase with the lighting of each new weekly candle. Light in a darkened room brings forth a sense of orientation and allows us to continue tasks once reserved only for the hours of daylight. How precious is the light that shuns away the darkness. How precious is the light of Christ our Lord, who breaks forth the spiritual light of hope, assurance, and life everlasting. May we be in the spiritual, or in the spirit of prayerful meditation as the candles of the Advent wreath, which this evening include the Christ candle, are lit by Doug and Gail Gentry. And Lois.
As we relight the weekly candles of waiting, peace, joy, and love, we celebrate that these candles symbolize the light of God's presence shining forth throughout the world. This evening, we focus our attention on the candle in the center of the wreath, the Christ candle. This candle is always white for Christ's purity and is usually larger than the four weekly candles. It reminds us that the light of Christ's presence on earth is indeed greater and brighter than any presence humanity has ever experienced.
As we light the Christ candle, we also remember that Jesus said of himself, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will have the light of life and will never walk in darkness," from John 8:12. And as we light the Christ candle, may each of us shun the darkness of sin and direct our lives towards the light of Christ's presence, thus adding our efforts to commit ourselves to God's glorious purposes.
Come surely, Lord Jesus, as dawn follows night. Our hearts long to greet you as roses the light. Salvation, draw near us, our vision engage. One candle is lit for the hope of the age. Come quickly, Shalom, teach us how to prepare for a gift that compels us with justice to care. Our spirits are restless till sin and war cease. One candle is lit for the reign of God's peace. Come festively sing while awaiting the birth. Join angels in dancing from heaven to earth. Wave banners of good news, lift high thankful praise. One candle is lit for the joy of these days. Come wander where lion and lamb gently play, where evil is banished and faith takes the day. A babe in a manger to fold the world's eyes. One candle is lit for God's loving surprise. Come listen, the sounds of God with us remain, and signs of a cross in the distance appear. The Word once made flesh, yet the Word ever near. One candle is lit for the Christ's birthday here.
Let us sing hymn number 150, all stanzas.
Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies. With the angelic host proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Christ by highest heaven adored, Christ the everlasting Lord. Late in time behold him come, offspring of the Virgin's womb. Veiled in flesh the Godhead see, hail the incarnate deity. Please in flesh with us to dwell, Jesus our Emmanuel. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Hail, the heaven-born Prince of Peace, hail, the Son of Righteousness. Light and life to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings. Mild he lays his glory by, born that we no more may die. Born to raise us from the earth, born to give a second birth. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
Surely the text of Scripture that is most significant to us during this season of Advent, and as we celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, is the text of the second chapter of the Gospel of Luke. Therefore, we read a portion of it this evening, and we're reading from the King James Version simply because that's the version that most of us are familiar with. Luke chapter 2, verses 4 through 16. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in that same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, an angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known to us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger.
Thank you.
In Hebrew, Bethlehem means house of bread. As we comprehend the depth of this meaning, it seems fitting that Bethlehem was the birthplace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. For Jesus said of himself after the feeding of the 5,000, "I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eats this bread, he will live forever." And even as Cleopas and Simon had finished their journey to Emmaus not long after Jesus' crucifixion, the Gospel of John, chapter 24, tells us that it was in the breaking of bread that they had understood their unknown traveling companion was none other than Jesus the Christ. As we share in the Lord's Supper this Christmas Eve and reflect upon the little town of Bethlehem, the house of bread, may we also recognize that it is in the breaking of bread that we also can become aware of the profound meaning of Christ's purposes. He fulfilled God's plan of salvation so that humanity could have an avenue of renewed relationship with God in life eternal. Let us break the bread and pour the cup in thanksgiving of God's eternal provision in Christ our Lord as we turn to our communion hymn. It's number 144, "O Little Town of Bethlehem." We'll sing all stanzas, please.
O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in thy dark street shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. For Christ is born of Mary and gathered all above. While mortals sleep, the angels keep their watch of wandering love. O morning stars, together proclaim the holy birth. Your voice is raised to God in praise and peace to all on earth. How silently the wondrous gift is given. So God imparts to human hearts the joys of highest heaven. No ear may hear Christ coming, but in this world of sin, where meek souls will receive him still, our dear Christ enters in. O holy child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today. We hear the Christmas angels, the great glad tidings tell. Oh, come to us, abide with us, our God Emmanuel.
And as we gather at the Lord's table, we remember those words given to us by the Apostle Paul when he said, "For I received from the Lord the teaching that I pass on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, he took a piece of bread. gave a prayer of thanks, broke it, gave it to his disciples and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in memory of me." In the same way, after the supper, he took a cup, gave thanks to God and gave it to them, saying, "This cup is God's new covenant, sealed with my blood. Whenever you drink it, do so in memory of me." This means that every time you eat this bread and drink from this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes again. May we offer a word of prayer, please.
Our Father, we pray for the peace, strength, and hope that your Spirit can give so that we may live the kind of life to which we have been called, a life of gentleness, patience, love, and service as followers of Jesus Christ. Please bless these emblems as we partake of this loaf and cup. May we find the strength to try again to live as you would want, following your Son, Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.
These are the gifts of God for the people of God, and we welcome you to share. What we're going to do this evening is Michelle and Lana are going to step down to the floor level while I serve the choir. And we'd like to ask you to come through the center aisle, if you will, please. Come forward and tear off a portion of the loaf, dip it into the cup and partake, and then exit by going to the outside aisle to return to your seat. And if there is anyone who needs to be served remaining at your seat, Michelle will be happy to come to you as we once we finish the line of people at the center aisle. Just raise your hand or Michelle can keep an eye out for you that she will be able to assist you. And when I finish with the choir, I will also come down and assist with the serving. We welcome you to the Lord's table.
It came upon the midnight clear, that glorious song of old. From angels bending near the earth to touch their harps of gold. Peace on the earth, goodwill to men, from heaven's all gracious King. The world in solemn stillness lay to hear the angels sing. For lo, the days are hastening on, by prophets seen of old, when with the ever-circling years shall come the time foretold, when the new heaven and earth shall own the Prince of Peace, their King. And the whole world give back the song which now the angels sing. Glory. Then let
As we have the privilege to receive our offering this evening, we are mindful that this offering is used for the emergency fund of our church, and so it will indeed be a benefit to many beyond our walls in the days to come. We thank you for your generosity. Thank you. Let's see. Lord God, we pray this offering is used for your glorious purposes now and always. In the name of Christ, we give thanks. Amen. Please be seated. May we bow our heads for a moment of prayer. Holy God, we're grateful for the privilege to be in your house, to be mindful of your presence, especially this evening of all evenings, the evening set aside to anticipate the arrival of your Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord, as we are here in your place of worship, may we celebrate the truth that it is Emmanuel, that God indeed is with us. Amen. One Christmas week, a few years ago, while buying groceries, I asked the clerk, whose name I knew was Shanna, "How are you?" And Shanna responded with a great smile on her face and filled with animation as she exclaimed, "I'm wonderful. I can't wait for Christmas to get here. I've got gifts to give to people." In those few words, Shanna expressed the essence of the Christmas season, that giving of oneself to others brings unspeakable joy. On this eve of Christmas Day, it comes to our attention that God also rejoices in the spirit of giving. Giving so much that he gave of himself over 2,000 years ago when patriarchal fathers, a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night, and prophets, priests, and kings were not adequate enough to express his desire to be first and foremost among his children in this earthly existence. Entrusted to the care of the humble carpenter's family of Joseph and Mary, God chose to give the utmost of himself in the fully God, fully human presence of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. As the text of Isaiah, the 7th chapter, verse 14 states, "The Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel." And as it is later repeated in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 1, verse 23, "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they shall call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. Awed by the uniqueness of this great love, recognizing that Christianity is the sole religion in human history in which God dwells among us as fully one of us, we can't help but draw our attention to the nativity scene that adorns our sanctuary to your left and to my right. And whenever you may see a nativity set, whether it be at your home, whether it be at a business or someone else's home, possibly you'll find yourself pausing and gazing at the figures of the nativity. Nativity scenes have depicted the birth of our Lord Jesus for centuries. For carved statuary and cathedrals and churches were a distinctive way to tell biblical stories when congregants could neither read nor write. In time, however, such statuary became profoundly elaborate, incorporating gold, silver, jewels, and precious gems. It was in 1224 AD that St. Francis of Assisi decided that such elaborate presentations were drawing parishioners' attention away from the image of the Christ child. St. Francis chose to create a manger scene focused on the biblical account of Christ's birth. He used hay and simple carved figures and live animals to create a manger scene in the village of Gracio. But then as now, the difficulty with so many nativity scenes is that as we gaze upon the scene, we get the impression that everything is still and silent, as if the wonders of God's presence has stopped, and the action of God's presence was something that happened way back then, but doesn't have any impact upon us today. I remember years ago, my sister was trying to hurriedly get out of her home, and yet there, during the Advent season, in the living room was a nativity set up on a table that was small enough that my nephew, who at the time was just a young elementary school child, was there on his knees looking at the nativity set. And Cindy, my sister, said, "Come on, Brian, we've got to go. I need you to hurry. Come on." And he said, "Oh, Mom, just wait a minute. I've got to take another look at the activity set." But you see, the nativity set really is a place of activity because it reminds us that God chose to come and dwell with us here as one of us. Contemplating that time long ago in which Christ was born, we know that Mary wrapped her baby Jesus in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger. After his birth, Jesus' body was rubbed with a very fine salt and then laid diagonally on a square of cloth about a yard in size. Mary covered Jesus' body with this cloth and bound him toes to head with a 3-by-6-inch band of cloth about 15 feet in length. The swaddling banding, even mentioned by the angel of the Lord to the shepherds of the field beyond Bethlehem, emphasized that the baby Jesus was to be the legitimate son and an heir to the family of David. You remember the text says, "You shall go to Bethlehem and find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And although being wrapped in swaddling clothes, wherein Jesus' tiny body's movements were definitely restricted, we realize that Jesus as an infant was not bound and still forevermore. And even as we may bundle up our own infant children so that they can be protected from the elements and we see only their tiny faces, we too realize that there is nothing stagnant about a tiny baby. For in short order, they're strengthening their muscles as they wiggle their arms and legs and as they look about. Babies are busy. Soon they are crawling. Soon they are walking, held steady by their mother's hand. Soon they are running by their father's side. Yes, the most wondrous aspect of the Nativity is that there is nothing static at all about it. The donkeys brayed, the sheep baaed, the cows mooed. The shepherds delighted and spoke in their awe of the angel's appearance. Joseph stood proud and protective, and Mary must have smiled. And like our own children, quickly and smartly the Christ child grew. Jesus matured in stature and faith. He spoke with wisdom beyond human reason. Jesus walked. He led his disciples. He spoke, taught, comforted, healed, prophesied, bore our sins, died, and yet rose on the third day. And then his resurrected appearance walked among humanity as both human and spiritual, capable of eating and yet also walking through solid doors. He inspired his believers with words of future hope, and then he ascended into heaven. And as he ascended, he gave us such great hope. As Christ, God in the world, said in Matthew chapter 28, "I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." Yes, as we gaze upon the Christ child lying in the manger this eve of his birth, we rejoice, for there's really nothing static, nothing still, nothing quiet about the Christ child, Emmanuel, God is with us. Single flame, complicated than the bursting of energy from the consumption of a source combined with oxygen. It gives off heat. It emits light. We don't really understand it, but we do take it for granted. Jesus the Christ, the single life, which came into the world, which transformed the plan of God's salvation for humanity, a single life that gave the warmth of God's true love, a life that emitted the true light of God's divine direction for our lives. As we each will receive the light from the Christ candle, the light of our individual candles will symbolize our union with Christ and with one another through the church, with Jesus Christ as its bride. And the Gospel of Matthew chapter 5, verse 14 reminds us that we are to be like the light for the whole world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one lights a lamp and puts it under a bowl. Instead, he puts it on the lampstand, where it gives light for everyone in the house. And in the same way, your light must shine before people so that they will see the good things you do and praise your Father in heaven. And so, as we begin to conclude our service this evening, may each of us who are able, may we please stand. And I'm going to light my candle from the Christ candle, and then I will proceed to the choir and then down the aisles and light the candles of the ones at the ends of the aisle. And if you will please light the person's candle next to you as we stand and sing our closing hymn, all stanzas, please, of Silent Night, Holy Night. And the peace of God be with you as you celebrate not only this evening, But indeed, tomorrow, the day set aside to celebrate the truth, Emmanuel, God is with us. Amen.